Hello and welcome to today's TMC podcast. I'm Patrick Barnard, Senior Web Editor for TMCNet, and I'm here today with Joe Staples, Senior Vice President of Marketing for Interactive Intelligence, to talk about the company's new business process automation product, Interaction Process Automation. Hi, Joe, and thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Pat. Thank you.
Tell me what the concept is behind this new product.
Well, it's really about taking our proven communication technology that we've worked on for the last 15 years and applying that not to just communication events, but applying it to business processes. So the same way you would think of routing and escalating and queuing a phone call or an email, we now are able to do that with each step of a business process.
Okay, great. And what types of business processes lend themselves to automation? And what types of businesses do you envision using this product? And then also, what are the benefits? And will they be measurable? And how fast would the return on investment be on such a product?
The nice thing is that it really crosses a lot of different boundaries. So there are horizontal business processes that are found in just about every business. So for example, onboarding a new employee, there are things that HR needs to do and the IT staff has to set the person up with a computer and their telephone, a number of different steps. That would be considered a horizontal process, and there are a number of those. And then there are also vertical processes, an insurance company processing claims, a bank taking a loan application. And so we think we can operate for both horizontal and vertical business processes. The common things are each of those processes need, the more steps there are in them, really the more impact our product can have. So it's a multi-step process, and it's a people-oriented process. So there are people involved when it goes from step one to step two. Somebody at step two needs to do something. So those are kind of the differentiators of the processes that we approach. As far as the benefits, it really comes down to being able to consistently operate a process each time the same way, to be able to drive out of a manual process, getting rid of human latency and human error and the inefficiencies, and really come down to saving time. A process that used to take a company 3 weeks to do can now be done in 3 days because you're routing and escalating from step to step so much more efficiently. So kind of to the end part of your question, how measurable is that and how fast is the ROI? We really think that this is the hard ROI for unified communications. Most unified communications companies talk about improvements in efficiency. Instead of placing a call, I see through your presence that you're unavailable, so I call somebody else, I'm more efficient. Well, that only works so far. Try and get a CFO to quantify that as an ROI is pretty challenging. But looking at a business process and being able to say, what used to take me 14 days now takes me 4 days, that's the quantifiable kind of ROI that CFOs just love. And we think that's what we can deliver with this product.
Okay, great. And how is development going so far? Are you on track to release the product in the first quarter of 2010? And how have the trials been going so far?
Yeah, the trials have gone really well. We've actually, and we'll post this out on the TMC Contact Center community as soon as we have it done. We've gone through with one of our trial customers kind of a three-step video magazine almost. We looked at this company when they were running their process manually. It happens to be an insurance company. When they were running it manually, when they were going through the implementation of IPA, and then kind of the results that they saw, so in three different segments. But those trials have gone really well, pretty smoothly, all things considered. Development is going well. We're certainly on track to release the product in Q1. Actually, think we might even get it out the door before the end of the year. So we're really pretty close.
Okay, great. And could you just quickly tell me, what the main differences are between IPA and other business process automation products that are out there on the market?
Yeah, there's really two main differences, and certainly we're not the first to approach business process automation or business process management. But the two differences that we bring to the table is that because IPA is built on top of communication technology, it's completely integrated with all of the communication aspects that go on in a business process. So if there are email confirmations that need to be sent or hard documents that need to be printed and then mailed out, or if a customer calls in, that call can be recorded and attached as part of the actual workflow or transaction. And that's very different. Most business process management applications, communication is completely separate. It sits off. It's not anything that's integrated into the process automation. So that's certainly a big one. The second one is we approach this from the standpoint of we wanted to make it simple to implement. A lot of the wrap that business process management suites get is, somebody buys the software and then they're looking at, months and months of professional services to get it implemented. We didn't want to go down that path. We don't think that is smart for companies. And so we developed a really clean graphical design environment that allows people to map the process, select the fields that they're of information they're going to capture, create forms to capture that information, and then build that application really in a lot less time than they would with a traditional BPM application.
Okay, great. Okay, good. And will IPA eventually be offered as a standalone product?
It will. So today it runs as a module on top of CIC, but full plans to develop it as a standalone business process automation suite.
Okay, good. And considering that IPA is so flexible and is essentially customized based on each specific process it is being used for, will it be challenging for your partners to support this product at all? And what about the customer's IT department? Would there be any additional burden on them to keep the system tweaked and running smoothly?
The channel question is really an interesting one. We had our partner conference with, I guess, about 250 of our channel partners this last October. A lot of interest in getting trained and certified to do IPA business process automation implementation work. So a lot of interest there, but certainly this is going to require a different selling process. It's going to require some different skills. So some of our channel partners will come along and succeed. Some won't, and it just won't be there for them. We also think we're going to attract a bit of a new channel segment, people who have done work in the area of process automation or process mapping or business process consulting. We think those are opportunities for us to actually grow and expand our channel. But that selling and implementing and servicing is really a key part of it. We've built our own professional services organization. We've partnered with companies like RWD, who does business process mapping and consulting, and then, as I mentioned, a portion of our channel partners will come along and succeed with this as well. So I think we've got a good strategic approach to building that out. As far as the IT departments go, there's some decent upfront work to define what that process should look like when it's automated, because you don't want to take an inefficient manual process and just automate that inefficient process. So there's going to be some upfront work, but I think once implemented, I really don't see a big burden on the IT department.
Okay, great. Okay, the last question is sort of a philosophical question, and it's sort of general. Would you say, in your opinion, that business process automation in any way diminishes the value of human judgment in business processes, or would you say it actually enhances it?
You know, I don't think it pulls the human out of it at all. So if we used an example, go back to the insurance example that I used earlier. Instead of printing an insurance claim form and stuffing it in a manila envelope and dropping it on somebody's desk, IPA will take that information, do a data scan of it, route it to the right individual based on skill set and presence, escalate it if it's not getting completed in the right amount of time. So it automates those steps, but for example, the claims processor in that or the adjuster still has to do their job. So the human factor is still just a real critical component of all of this. Our product just gets the work to the right person much more quickly, and then allows supervisors an increased visibility into where it's at in the various steps of the workflow, allows complete end-to-end reporting of, you know, what's gone on with that claim, how long it's been in each step of the process, but the actual work is still performed by humans. So I don't really think it diminishes it at all. It just allows them to be much more efficient in how they do their job.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, thanks very much for your time, Joe. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. That's all the time we have today for the podcast. For more information about Interactive Intelligence and its new BPA product, IPA, please visit the company's Contact Center Solutions community on TMCNet at callcenterinfo.tmcnet.com.